We're doing the book of Daniel. ובישנת שתיים למלכות נבוכדנצר, חלם נבוכדנצר, חלומות. It was the second year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign. That doesn't exactly work because he's going to consult with Daniel, who's only summoned him in the fourth year of his reign, which we said was the fourth year after the rebellion of Jehoiakim, which was actually his fifth year. Okay, so... what are we talking about? The second year. So our tradition is this is the second year after he conquered the temple. Okay? Bishnat Shtam Malchut Nebuchadnezzar. Second year, his kingdom was sitting nicely after having conquered the temple. Notice that from here you see Nebuchadnezzar is written without the Aleph. Ordinarily there's an Aleph between the final Nun and Tzadi. Three letters before then, suddenly it's missing. Rav Saadia Gaon says it's missing because we're going to see that it was decreed that he's going to lose his kingdom now. So he's going to have two dreams. It says he dreamt chalam chalomot. He dreamt two dreams, as we will see. Okay, so this is an introduction to the two dreams we're going to hear about. He got super upset. By Pharaoh it says, Vatipa'em ruho. His spirit got unsettled. Vatipa'em is like it got doubly unsettled. And the idea here is that he forgot the dream and its interpretation. He knew, hey, I dreamt something important last night and I can't figure out what it was. Pharaoh remembered the dream, he just couldn't remember the interpretation. Ushnato niyetala, then his sleep was broken over him. You see, the word nihiya can mean it became, and the word nihiya could also mean it got destroyed. We have many words in Hebrew that mean opposites. They have two meanings, which are exactly opposite of one another, like this word, nihiya. Vayomer ha-melech likol ha-chartumim vela-ashafim. The king said, summon before me my naturalists, summon before me my doctors, vela-mchashafim, summon before me the alchemists, vela-kasdim, summon before me my astrologers. Lagid lamelech halomotav. I want to hear from all of them. What did I dream? What were those dreams? Vayavo. They all came in. Vayamdu lifnei hamelech. And they stood in attention before the king. Vayomer lahem hamelech chalom chalamti. So the king said to them, I dreamt a dream. Vatipa emruchi. Notice he changes it. He doesn't say vatit paem. He says vatipaem. He makes believe like he's just checking them out. He says, I'm pretty upset. Ladat et achalom. I want you to interpret my dream for me. So he summons them and says, I had a very interesting dream last night. Gentlemen, please interpret it. Silence. Vaydaberu hakasdim lamelech aramit. So the kasdim, remember, they are his astrologers. So they answer him in Aramaic. So they felt they were the most qualified to answer. Astrology and dreams go hand in hand. So they're going to answer him in Aramaic, which was the tongue of the time and the place. And that's why the Navi reverts now to Aramaic. Now, why were they suddenly talking to him in Aramaic? They figured he can't be for real. He's asking us to interpret a dream without telling us the dream. Let's talk in a language that everyone understands. And this way, he won't ask a ridiculous request when everyone understands.
What language were they speaking up to?
I don't know. We see that there was royal language and common language. So they're answering him in the common language.
Where is this?
This is in Babylon. Malka lolmin chayi. Long live the king. Tell your servants your dream, and we'll tell you the interpretation. They're in a hot spot now. So the king yells at them and says, Milita mini azda, it left me. Notice, you guys remember we discussed how we tend to distance ourselves from failure. It broke, I won. Yeah? Not I broke it. You broke it, maybe, but not I broke it. It broke. So the dream left me, not I forgot it. Milita mini azda, you know, what you asked me just left. Don't know. Forgot the dream. Hin, but I got good news for you. Lo todunani chelma ufishrei. If you don't tell me the dream and its interpretation, hadamin titabdun, I'm going to cut you down to limbs. Uvatecheon nevali yitzamun, and turn your houses into local dumps. Vehen, but if you tell me the dream and its interpretation, gifts and wealth and honor, tremendous honor, you'll receive from before me. The only thing I ask is, but tell me the dream and its interpretation. That's all I ask. Now they're getting nervous. They answer a second time. Malka, our king, chelma yeimar le'avdoi ufishrana chavei. Tell your servants the dream. We'll tell you the interpretation. Anei malka da'amar. The king yells at them. He says, min yatziv yada ana. Now I really know di idana antun zavnin. At this time, you should be sold to death. Now you're dead men. Kol kovel di chazeitun. Don't forget who you're talking about here. I mean, this is Nebuchadnezzar, the ruthless Nebuchadnezzar. Kol kovel di chazeitun. Because you guys see the azda mini mileta. You see, I forgot it, and you're still asking me to tell you? What a nerve. You're dead. Dihem chelma lotod unani. So listen here. If you don't tell me the dream by nightfall, chadahid datchon, then the ruling is final and complete. Umilach idvau shchita izdamintun lemeimal kodamai ad didana yishtanei. He says, obviously, if you prepare yourselves with lies, you have until nightfall to tell the truth. You told me you can resolve the dream. You must be liars. Because if you were really smart, you'd be able to tell me the dream too. So obviously, you're just lying to me. You have until nightfall to tell me the dream and its interpretation. Lahein chelma imaruli. But tell you what, you tell me the dream, and then obviously I'll know. If you could tell me the dream, you also got the interpretation right. So you guys have until tonight. Now they're in hot water. So the astrologers answer the king. They say, but there's no man on dry land. That the thing the king is asking, yuchal lehachavaya, could tell you. There's no such thing as a human being living here who could tell you that. Kol kovel di, kol melecha veshalit. We'll prove it. Look around. Have you ever heard of a king? Any leader? Milachidna lo she'el. No one ever made such a request. Lechol chatom me'ashaf v'chasnai. From any sorcerer, astrologer, naturalist. No one ever posed such a request. Come on, obviously, this isn't fair. Umilta dimelka she'el yakira. What the king is asking, what you're asking us is very tough. V'achoran lo itai. And there's no one else in the world, the Yechavina Kodam Malka, who will tell it to the king. Lahein Elohim, except for angels. Di Nidarehon in Bisra Lo Itohi, angels who don't happen to live among mankind. But no human can possibly tell you that. Back to the Pasuk. The Achoran Lo Itai, our sages say that we read that as the Achoron Lo Itai. And your majesty, you killed the high priest of the Jews. There was only one man who could have given you this information. You destroyed that temple. And that's the only place where you can get such an answer. But you destroyed that temple. So the astrologers are shifting the blame. That's our tradition, that the Achoran Lo Itai is an allusion to the other one. The one that you killed, that you destroyed the temple, that's not around. Kol kovel dina malka bina suktav tzadgi v'amar leho vada lechol chakimei bavel. So the king let out a roar, he's in rage. He says, you gave me the counsel to destroy the temple. You told me to do that. And with that he orders his chief executioner and says, kill all the wise men of Babylon. Vidata nifkat v'chakimaya amit katlin. So that's it. Nebuchadnezzar says it's happening. The executioners go out. They start rounding up the wise men, killing them one by one. Uv oh Daniel v'chavroi litkatala. And Daniel and his friends were rounded up to be executed. Bedain Daniel. Then Daniel hati veita utem. Daniel answers with the following reasoning. Le'aryoch, ravta b'chaya adim malka. He tells Aryoch, the king's chief executioner, di nefak lekatala lechakimei bavel. The chief executioner was sent out to execute all the wise men of Babylon. Daniel wants to have a word with him. Anei ve'amar. Daniel yells at him. He says, "Le'aryoch shalita di malka." He says to Aryoch, the king's executioner, "Al madata me'achzefa min kodam malka." Where did this ridiculous decree come out of the king from? Edayin milita hoda Aryoch leDaniel. So Aryoch explains to Daniel what's happening. VeDaniel al uv'a min malka. So Daniel entered and asked the king, "Dizeman yintin lei ufishra la chavaya lemalka." And he tells the king, "Okay, give me a little bit of time, and I'll tell you the answer. You want to know what you dreamt? You want to know the interpretation? Okay, just give me time." So he gets license for a little bit of time. Edain Daniel levaite azal. So Daniel went to his house. Velechananya Mishael Vazarya Chavroi Mileta Hoda. He lets his buddies, Hananya, Mishael, and Azariah, he lets them know what's going on. Verachamin Lemive Min Kodam Ela Hashmaya. They should ask for mercy before the God of heaven. Al Gaza Dina, over this secret. Dilo Yehovedun Daniel Vechavroi. That Daniel and his friends shouldn't be lost, shouldn't be annihilated, im she'ar chakimei vavel, with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. So Daniel asks his friends to pray on his behalf, and he has told the king, give me a little bit of time, and I'm going to give you your answer. He's got nothing to lose, right? Worst comes to worst, he's going to die like everyone else. So the king says, okay, you have your license. And this is where we'll pick up.